And now Donald Grumach's march from the Hannah McCaslin manuscript, where it bears the title Spéisgilleach Chol Grumach, and is marked very old. Somewhat thus, making good the missing half bar, middle of line to the ground, which is one flaw in the original score. Hail yon braio, hail yeho bro, ho bro, yon hail yo, an chando drio, hail badrio, hai brio, hail yeho bro, hail yo the braio, hail yo drio, hail yon. Hando dri handil jibri o hai dri o hil yeho bro ho bro rhyn hil yu an hil yeva hil yu hyn hil yu rvai o hil yu dri o hil hyn bro an hail yo an hanto bdri o fi bandri o hai bdri o hil yo fo bdrai a hor of I as I would do setting out the score actually says back a bar hey bdri o hil yo fo drai a hil yo Brai, o hail yo dri, yon do hil yair, hil yo yon. Then the first variation. Hil yon, hil yair, if I, if I, if I, do hai, hil yo yon. Hion til yairi handi mairi hairi vai hil hil yu hion. Hion du han du han til yairi ho ai hil yu hion. Hion til yairi handi mairi hairi hai hil yu hion. Hion du han du hil yu hion. Hil di ha ri hil yu hion. Hion du han du han til di e ri ho ri hil yu ran. And so on, coming off the end of that part and into the next as follows. O brum by hill, yo brum by hill, yeri ho ri hill, yo wan. Hill yan, di han, du han, du wan, du han, do hill, yo wan. As we see, a slight accelerando into the phrase and a slight retardando as you come towards its termination. Standard methodology. Yon du han di han di han di ai ham bai hil yu ran. Yon du han di han du han di yon na han du hil yu wan. Hion di han di han di han di ai hi harai hil yu yon. And so on, perfectly straightforward. It's all set forth very clearly in the PDF file of the original score. Coming off the end of that movement. Hion du han di han du han di ai hi han do hil yu. And then into the doubling. Hail yon du han du han du han du han du han ri han du han du han, di han, di ei ri han, di ei ri ei ri han, du han, ro han, no ei ri han, no han, di ei ri han, ro han, no han. And the usual strictures that apply here, namely, not to make it too jerky, and not to emphasize the low A's too much and cut the melody notes of the tone row too abruptly so that it sounds a bit like a hee-haw. So we'll play it nice and fluent, flowingly and round. And also not to make it too mechanical, to shape the phrases. Tiny little slow and tiny, tiny, tiny little pause there for stepping out into the next one. Yun to hun, di hun, di hun, di hun, do hun, di hun, do hun. So that the phrasal pattern remains clearly expressed and present and graspable throughout. Okay, we come off the end of that into the total false culture. Some want thus. Hyun du hai ri hun du hun di hun di hun du ho ro hun do. Now the Bobs always did that, and I imagine Johnny MacDonald did as well. Off the end of a shul doubling like that, you would cut up onto the last note immediately before stepping over into a tour la fausse culture, regardless of what is said in the printed score. It's the standard way of doing it. Rum du hun di hun du hun di hun di hun du hun du hun do. Chacharandai, chacharandai, chacharando, 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 chacharando. Il yoyan. Yacharandil, yacharandi, yacharandai, yacharandi, yacharandai, yacharandai. Il yoyan. Chacharando, chacharandai, chacharandai. One swinging, rocking movement, and has given this tremendous metrical impetus. If you cut that little note at the end of the previous variation, you get a big bang when you step into your tour la fausse culture. We then approach the end of it and into the doubling as follows. Yaharahi, yaharaho, yaharahi, yaharambai, yaharambo, hil yoram, hi yaharambai, yaharandai. I don't hang too much on that little cadence. Ich yaharambai, yaharandai, yaharando, yaharando, yaharambo, yaharando, 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 yaharandai, yaharandai, yaharambai. Yaharambai, yaharambai, yaharandai, yaharando, 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 yaharambai, yaharando, yaharambai, yaharambai, yaharando, yaharambo, yaharambo, and so on. Very bold and emphatic. Done. If you hang around, you kill it. Right. We come off the end of the tour la fausse culture into a tour la dounche, singling and doubling. More or less thus. Likewise, in all your doublings, you're showing each phrase slight accelerando at the beginning, very slight retardando towards the end, and just so that the phrasal pattern is never submerged in a mechanical succession of notes. Where are we? Oh, yes. At the end of the tour la fausse culture doubling. Harambo, harambai, harando, harambai, harandai, harando, harambo, harambo. Now there is in the manuscript what could be, because it's cropped down the edge, what could be a de capo thema mark there indicating a return of the ground at that point. It's not unknown in the style. In fact, it is a prominent feature of the style advocated by Donald MacDonald, called for the regular return of the ground as regularly as the chorus in a song. So if you thought that that's what it meant, and then your obvious course would be somewhat as follows. Aharanto, aharambai, aharanto, aharambai, aharambai, aharanto, aharambo, aharambo, union. brahi yo hail yo bro ho bro vai yo yon hail yon to dri yo vai. You see, but I'm kind of cheating there because I'm introducing a different version of the ground from a different source and vary the beaten track a little bitty. The bench would crucify you. So, assuming we repeat the ground at that point, you come off the end of the ground into your tourla, don't you? And certainly it varies. It varies the pattern so that the later variations don't become too mechanical, they don't become too expected, that the pattern is broken up. So if we come off the end of the ground, hail yon to b'dri yovai, b'dri yovai, b'dri yovo, b'dri yo hil yor vai, ro hil yo dri, o hil yon de bro, and hil yo. I think I've strayed singing from memory into once again a slightly different version there. Oops. And the bro, and heil yo run, heil yon, run night, run ho, run ho, run ho, run ho, run heil yo yon. Yon drun hi, brum bai, brum hi, brum bai, brum bai, brum bai lyo yon. Ho, brum hai, brum ho, brum dai, brum dai, brum do, brum dai lyo yon. Yon drun hi, brum hai, brum hai, brum hai, brum bai, brum bai lyo yon. Yo, brun to, brun hail yo yon. Ho, brum ha, brun hail yo yon. And so on, perfectly ordinary fashion, despite the initial A there in that first phrase and expected places throughout, which makes the setting differ, interestingly, from some of the slightly later ones. Right, that would then bring us to the end of the tourla, don't you, singling. And we would come off it somewhat thus. Ho, brum hai, brum ho, brum hai, brum bai, brum bo, brum bai, yo, yon. Hil, yon, drun hai, brum bo, brum do. Brando, 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 brandan, brandi, brambai, 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 brando, 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 brandai, brando, brandai, brande, brando, 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 and so on. Coming to the end of the tourla d'unche, doubling thus. There is no indication that the ground be repeated at that point, at least not in the copy I have here before me of the manuscript one. Of course, one can never be certain that it hasn't been trimmed at some point in a marginal mark, like De Capo Thema, trimmed out. But playing what lies plain, seems to lie plainly here before us, would entail going straight from the tourla, don't you, doubling into the crulla, singling in the following manner, roughly. Ah, ho, brum, ho, brum, bai, brum, po, brum, bai, brum, bai, brum, bo, brum, bo, brum, bo, brum, til, yum, badriye, badriyo, 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 shun. Shum, badriye, 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 badriyo, badriye, badriyo. And the thing to avoid there is not to come cruising through the tourla doubling at a high rate of notes and then slap on the brakes when you reach the beginning of the crulla singling. Ho bri hi bri ha bri ho brand ajwa ho brum pai brum po brum bai brum bai brum po brum ho brum po brum heel yum patri ai patri. So you can't dispel the tension so crassly as that. You got to have a rallentando there. I reckon it's the only way to do it if you're not going to repeat the ground at the end of the tour, the doubling. As many of the older sources routinely do, probably for that very reason, to punctuate the later variations. And if in screen the break up the regular repetition of the themal notes of the tone row. Anyway, here's the Corolla singling. Ilium betrio 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 hion hion betrio 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 hion ho betrio 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 betrio. Then into the doubling. Yum debrio 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 debrio. So on. Through to the end of the doubling and then into the amach. More or less thus. Ho debri ay debri o debri ay debri ay debri o debri o debri o debri yummed. I would drop that cadence at the beginning there. I don't think you can afford it because to my way of thinking, you should accelerate straight through there off the end of a tour, a cruel doubling, already going fairly fast into an even faster amach. To build the emotional pressure and the rhythmical tension. So thus, ho debri ay debri o debri ay debri ay debri o debri o debri o debri ham debri ha brahi ho debrahi ho debrahi ho debrahi ho debrahi ho debrahi ho debrahi ham debri ay debri ay and so on. Interesting thing here being, of course, this kind of Donald MacDonald style amach movements with an initial melody note quaver expressed. This isn't cut. Hebrahi, Hebrahi, Hebrahi in the Mackay style you hear everywhere nowadays, but it's open. Hum debri ha brahahi ho brahahi ho brahahi ho brahahi ha brahahi ho brahahi ho. So the melody note is shown boldly, not swallowed up in a flurry of grace notes. Also, of course, the form of the movements slightly different from what you hear nowadays. You'll note that a movement on the D, for example, somewhat thus. Let's see, I've got a chanter handy. Which is, it's very pleasing to play, shows the notes in a very clean and open kind of fashion. We'll notice too that on the movements on C and B, the grips there are given in their old-fashioned light form, i.e. without descending to low G at the second instance. So something like giving a lighter and if correctly executed, a crisper feel. And a very pleasing affair. A lot of the older sources play like this. I think the MacArthur's time there, Amach movement, somewhat similarly, memory serves. Anyway, so we're coming off the end of the Corolla doubling, dropping that cadence, and carrying on boldly. And so on. Very, very, very bold. Fast. And at the end, we see simply the instruction, Kriach, which means end. That's all, folks, as they say in the cartoons. Kriach, that's it. And no indication that you play the ground again or anything else again. That is the end of the Hanni McCausland version, which may well have been, as we now think, a prime source for Donald MacDonald.